Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A flood watch continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 79. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thunderstorms likely tonight, lows dip down to about 59. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies with fog early tomorrow. Storms likely. Daytime highs approaching 69. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 74.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The U.S. Senate approves a war powers resolution late Tuesday seeking to block U.S. military action against Iran. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall both voted against it. Many Kansas college students will pay more for tuition this fall. The Kansas Board of Regents approves tuition raises for most state schools. However, Emporia State will not raise tuition. The Kansas Department of Labor releases updated job statistics for May. The seasonal adjusted unemployment rate dropped slightly from the previous month, from the 3.9% to 3.8%. Part of the reason for the jobs growth, over 5,000 new jobs in the private sector, including seasonal work and leisure and hospitality. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt has announced the annual distribution of funds through the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act, with more than $38,000 being distributed among five local firefighter relief associations in Norton County. The Firefighters Relief Act provides financial support to local firefighter relief associations across Kansas, helping communities protect and support the men and women who serve as volunteer and career firefighters. Funding comes from a 2% tax collected on fire and lightning insurance premiums written in Kansas. The money can be used to help pay for health, accident, disability, and life insurance premiums for firefighters. Funds may also support safety improvements and equipment purchases through loans to local governments, including fire trucks, station upgrades, and firefighting gear. This year, more than $20.7 million is being distributed statewide to 552 firefighter relief associations. State officials say the program helps strengthen local fire departments while providing important protections and resources for firefighters and their families. A unique aviation restoration project is drawing national attention to Waukini as veterans, volunteers, and aviation enthusiasts work to restore a retired F-14 Tomcat fighter jet on display in the community. The project is especially meaningful for retired Navy Rear Admiral Hamlin Ham Talent, a former naval aviator and Top Gun instructor who actually flew this aircraft during his military career. Talent logged 11 flights in the jet while serving with the Navy's VF-154 Black Knight Squadron, and the restoration will include markings honoring the aircraft's service history. Although the jet has been demilitarized with its engines, weapons system, and much of its cockpit equipment removed, volunteers have spent weeks sanding, repairing, and preparing it for a fresh paint scheme. The effort has attracted support from across the country, with veterans and aviation fans traveling from states including South Carolina and West Virginia to help with the restoration. The project has been years in the making and is being coordinated with support from the Waukini Travel and Tourism Department. Community leaders say the restoration is also helping preserve the aircraft after it suffered hail damage several years ago. According to its history, this particular F-14 was featured in the 1986 movie Top Gun, appearing in scenes filmed aboard an aircraft carrier. Those iconic scenes helped make the Tomcat one of the most recognizable military aircraft in the world. Today, the aircraft serves as a reminder of the pilots, maintenance crews, and volunteers who continue working to preserve an important piece of American aviation history right here in Northwest Kansas. It's day 8 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report, and while the state's wheat harvest is now more than halfway complete, recent rains continue to slow progress in many areas. This year's crop is shaping up to be one of the earliest harvests in recent memory, largely due to drought conditions and late spring freezes that accelerated crop maturity across much of Kansas. In northeast Kansas, producers report yields well below last year after freeze damage reduced production. However, the early harvest has allowed many farmers to get double crop soybeans planted ahead of recent rains, giving those crops a strong start. Closer to central Kansas, growers in Saline County report they are about two-thirds finished with harvest but have battled repeated rain delays since early June. Protein levels have generally ranged from 12% to 14%, while test weights have varied depending on how much rain fields received during harvest. Many producers say weather has been the defining story of the 2026 wheat crop. Dry, windy conditions and drought stress hurt wheat during critical growth stages, while late freezes damaged tillers. Then, just as harvest arrived, rains returned in force. Some areas have received nearly as much precipitation during harvest as they saw during the entire growing season. Meanwhile, in southwest Kansas, reports continue to show disappointing yields, with some fields producing only around 15 bushel per acre. In many cases, growers harvesting 30 bushel wheat are considering that a successful outcome this year. Across Kansas, combines continue rolling whenever weather allows, as producers work to finish one of the earliest and most weather-challenged wheat harvests in recent years. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council, the council met in regular session Wednesday, June 17th, with Mayor Dale Jacobson presiding. Council members present were Andrew Black, Craig Evely, Gerald Jones, Dale Engelbert, Jim Miller, and Jason Jones. Others present were there to discuss council business or observe. Motion was made by Jim Miller and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the June 3rd City Council meeting minutes. Jason Jones stated he recalled several council members last time, thanked various department employees for their work and extra effort during the absence of an administrator, and welcomed Dallas aboard. Jason stated he thought those people deserved to have that recognition in the minutes, and he would like to have those comments included. A motion was made by Jim Miller, seconded by Andrew Black, to approve the minutes as amended. Motion carried 6-0. The following building permits were presented: Long Island Ready Mix. Sarah Galantine was present to discuss the Chamber's proposed cereal malt beverage license application for the Demo Derby. Sarah stated they plan to utilize the Carnival's aluminum fencing for the main beer garden area on the street and caution tape on the other areas to establish a clear boundary for where alcohol can be consumed. After discussion and some concerns about the enforceability of the proposed large premises, a revised map with smaller premises for consumption was presented. A motion was made by Andrew Black, seconded by Jason Jones, to approve the CBM license for the Norton Area Chamber of Commerce down at Elmwood Park Speedway on Friday, July 10th. Motion carried 6-0. The following old business items were addressed. Dallas reported Jeff Wolf is pushing through voluntary compliance efforts on vehicle cleanup. He has two more on West Street that will be taken out this week or next. As of now, there are approximately 30 vehicles that have voluntarily complied. In order to move forward for towing services to get the rest of the vehicles, Jeff is getting a number on that so we can prepare to either A, find the financing, or B, budget for it. Dallas stated he recommended getting it budgeted so they can plan on pushing it hard at that point. He's estimating anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000 for the total cost. Once they get a little bit of a solid number on towing, Dallas stated he will bring it to finance and provide an update on how it's pushing along. Jason asked if Dallas felt like he was in a position to provide regular updates on the matter. Dallas stated he was comfortable with that. Jason stated in that case, it can be removed from old business. City Administrator Dallas Goslin apologized for a lack of written report on the first council meeting. He stated that that will not be tradition as he prefers to have items in writing. Dallas said they've been pushing through a really busy time, so he only has a verbal report for now. First and foremost, on the weekly report, Dallas stated they had an individual interview and they're in violation of the nepotism policy. Dallas stated during the interview process he was really impressed with his reasons for wanting to come to the city and his desires for his future planning and believes he would be a perfect fit for the city. Dallas stated the interviewee was Adam Berry and his brother-in-law is Jason Dial. He did an interview for a spot on the public works crew. Jim Miller asked if Jason could handle it. Dallas stated Jason does and also relayed his desire for that to occur. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Jim Miller, to waive the nepotism policy in order to hire Adam Berry for the street and alley. Motion carried 6-0. Dallas stated there have been 42 unique meetings in the past 2 weeks, focusing on staff one-on-ones, primarily expectation setting for hard work, pride, and investment in oneself. Dallas stated his thought process is if we can work hard and do that day in and day out and have pride while doing it, have a high level of quality or work, have pride in our appearance, pride in our presentation, in our public face, then we will in turn invest in ourselves, but he can't consciously invest in an individual that is not taking active steps to invest in themselves. Dallas stated that those are the three expectations that he's been laying out with crew members. He began with the department heads and is working his way down to one-on-ones with everybody else. Dallas stated at the department head meeting he has advised folks to focus on rolling over funds into capital outlay this year. Ideally, he would like to save $20,000 to $60,000 in each department, which is ideal but not necessarily what will occur. Dallas stated just striving to be financially and fiscally conservative and apparent on spending. Dallas stated they're looking at another mowing crew member to help relieve a little bit of stress. They've hired two temp workers and they're working out good, but there's a lot for them to do and they've been trying to make it work with three full-time crew members when in the past they've had four. Additionally, the water and wastewater new hire and transfer are doing really well. The trainee has really taken it upon himself to get after it and learn as much as he can. And Chris, the transfer, has done an excellent job. He's already doing water samples by himself and taking it upon himself to self-start and tackle projects. Lastly, Dallas stated the city has a bill for $105,559 to Prairie Land for power, and an additional bill for this month is $111,787 and some change for payroll. Mayor Jacobson asked Dallas if he did something with Janelle in the water department. Dallas stated pending a department conversation, he's going to put her up towards supervisor and add some supervisor roles to her. She will need to get fully certified before taking that step to supervise officially, but they need leadership in the water and sewer department. So that's what they're doing, is making sure to have a portable person, somebody that the weight falls squarely on their shoulders. Dallas stated they're focusing on getting that lined out, helping her with leadership, and ensuring the department will have a smooth transition. Mayor Jacobson stated he would like to have an executive session at the end of the meeting. Mayor Jacobson stated Gerald would like to have an executive session as well. He stated Abby advised that they be two separate sessions, even though they both involved legal. City Attorney Abigail Horn thanked the city staff for giving up their lunch hour on Monday to help with Kids Cafe. She stated with their help, along with some other community volunteers, 191 food boxes were served to children in the community. Mayor Jacobson stated he likes seeing the staff and everybody else, like the police department, getting involved in the community. Assistant Police Chief Courtney Cause requested to have the street closed in the 200 block of East Main between South Norton and South Kansas from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. for the Glow Ride event on June 18th. A motion was made by Jason Jones, seconded by Jim Miller, to approve the request by the police department. Motion carried 6-0. Mayor Jacobson stated this is another good community event. Gerald Jones stated he would like to call for an executive session on both issues but would delay until after Alex's report. Andrew Black scheduled a Public Works Committee meeting on June 22nd to further discuss the Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways grant. Dallas reported on behalf of Jim that the utility committee met, in which Prairieland presented some numbers. Dallas said essentially what occurred was Prairieland expressed interest and evaluated several different tiers to how the city could get a generalized valuation for the wholesale cost of our electric department. In addition, they presented the potential for the property tax stream on the poles and pole miles. They provided information in regards to how much property tax they pay in Norton County and the potential percentage of franchise fees. In order to get more accurate numbers, an evaluation of all infrastructure would need to be conducted by a consultant, which is estimated to cost $45,000. Dallas stated he would stay in contact with Prairieland to discuss it further and keep the relationship going. Jim stated he told Dallas there are some places and yards along the east site development where their grass was torn up, and this is the time of year to plant grass, and there are places in the cemetery where curbs were torn out. Dallas stated all the grass planting is in motion for those yards. He will just need to touch base and verify with Logan. He believes it's supposed to be in a week, but he will for sure lock down a date and email that out. Jim stated that the May bill for power from Prairieland was $105,559. The Western Area Power Administration bill was $13,837, and the Southwestern Power Association bill was $2,631. Dale Engelbert reported the ad hoc sales tax committee met to discuss the town hall that was held on May 28th. He stated they discussed some of the things that may need to be added and or taken away from the presentation. Dale announced and reminded everyone of an upcoming town hall meeting regarding the proposed city sales tax on June 25th at 6 p.m. at the East Campus Auditorium. Dale stated the meeting is an open forum for the community members to learn about the proposal and ask questions. Dale scheduled a finance committee meeting on June 24th. Dale scheduled an ad hoc sales tax committee meeting on June 23rd. Craig Evely reported the Parks Committee met with the Rec Commission about their plans of building a tennis pickleball court. Craig stated they are still kind of in discussions on that, so nothing further to report at this time. City Clerk Alex McKenna presented the CHIPS payroll program proposal. Alex stated that the current payroll software is going unsupported at the end of the year. They've been working to find an alternative program to use. She stated they already use Fry Municipal Software for utility billing and accounting software programs. They demoed their payroll software and liked it, so they feel it makes sense to pursue since it will integrate into the current accounting system. Alex stated a new payroll software program was included in the 2026 budget. A motion was made by Dale Engelbert, seconded by Gerald Jones, to accept the software proposal. Motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Jim Miller, to enter into executive session pursuant to KSA 75-4319B. Two, for consultation with the city attorney, which would be deemed privileged in the attorney-client relationship, to discuss a legal matter concerning a contract being negotiated. The open meeting will resume in the same room. Present in the executive session shall be the city council, mayor, city attorney, city clerk, and assistant police chief. Motion carried 6-0. After four executive sessions, the council resumed regular session status. Motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Engelbert to approve appropriating ordinance number 12 as a whole. Motion carried 6-0. Motion was made by Jim Miller and seconded by Gerald Jones to adjourn. Motion carried 6-0. With no further business, the council adjourned. This concludes the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Spencer Dupuis. The long-awaited text of the Senate Farm Bill was released Tuesday with some hope for pieces missing. Mike Davis is here with the report.
Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman highlighted what is included.
It modernizes USDA loan limits so producers can access the capital that they need. The world is totally different now than it was in 2018, certainly than it was in 2012. It continues investing in rural broadband and water infrastructure. It strengthens rural communities and supports the next generations of farmers and ranchers. It's built for America, built for rural America.
What was missing were big ticket items like California's Prop 12 and year-round E15 sales. Bozeman says his goal is to get the bulk of the bill passed and the needed Democratic votes, particularly for E15, cannot be found.
We really haven't identified anybody that will step up and say that they're for this on the Democratic side. I'm personally for it, but again, like I say, doesn't seem to be anybody willing to step up on the other side and say that they are.
The plan is to bring the bill up for committee vote after July 4th.
What we'd like to do is leave this out there for a couple of weeks, and then we're going to come back after the two-week break, and during that period before August, work hard to actually have a vote and get it out of committee.
Bozeman said financial assistance for farmers in the form of additional bridge payments would be addressed separately from the farm bill. I'm Mike Davis.
Thanks, Mike. You're listening to Agriculture News right here along the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Fair time is coming, and if your family plans to show livestock, Valley Vet Supply is the place to get ready. Come to Valley Vet in Marysville for pre-fair demo day, Saturday, July 11th. You'll gain an advantage watching expert demonstrations on goat fitting, sheep fitting, and cattle fitting. Pro staffers will be available to answer your questions and provide practical show day tips. You'll find fair prices, too, with special in-store savings on booths, clothes, and select show equipment. Discounted prices are good in-store only. Enter to win prizes and grab a free hot dog meal. Get ready for fair season and find everything you need to make you and your livestock look like champions. Marysville is the place to be for pre-fair demo day at Valley Vet Supply, Saturday, July 11th from 8 to 5. Check the Facebook page for Valley Vet Supply Retail Store to get details and livestock fitting demo times.
ValleyVet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. For this afternoon, as one upper-level disturbance continues to track southeastward, we'll see a gradual waning in the coverage of shower and storm activity, especially across southern portions of Kansas. But yet another upper-level trough looks to exit eastward out of the Rockies by this evening coming up, so some more strong to severe storms will be possible by this evening, initially back into eastern Colorado and western portions of Nebraska, but also spreading into central and western portions of Kansas as we head later into tonight. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see decreasing cloud cover, a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm, high temperatures working up into the upper part of the 70s to near 80 degrees. We'll have our winds turning to the southwest at 10 to 15. For north-central Kansas for this afternoon, becoming partly sunny with high temperatures climbing up into the lower 80s. Winds turning to the southeast, 5 to 15 miles per hour. For northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, under partly sunny skies, we'll climb up to high temperatures in the lower part of the 80s. Winds variable around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for some showers and storms at least through early afternoon for southeastern portions of Kansas, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy, with high temperatures climbing up into the lower 80s. Winds turning to the southeast at 5 to 10. For south-central Kansas, the chance for some showers and storms ending early on this afternoon, then gradually clearing skies. High temperatures looking to reach up into the lower to middle part of the 80s, with our winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And into southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, becoming mostly sunny with high temperatures in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Winds turning to the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You're not just a grower filling acres. You're building yield because you're a wheat grower, which means Westbred Wheat is the seed for you. Regionally proven wheat varieties, tested in your fields and conditions, bred to deliver top yield potential for those prioritizing performance. Westbred is elite wheat seed for elite wheat growers. We're bred differently, just like you. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.